I would also like to bring to your attention that when he was down there, that Abram said, Sarai, tell them you're my sister so that they don't kill me. Don't tell them you're my wife. They'll want to kill me. This young man was privy to that. This young man was privy to the strife between Abram and Lot. He saw the problem that the brethren were having. This young man saw how Abram wasn't willing to wait upon the Lord and how he schemed with his wife to have the son of promise by Hagar. He saw all that. If this young man wanted an excuse, if he wanted something to look at where he could justify something less than what we see him able to do in chapter 18, he had plenty of opportunity to do that. The point of the matter is, we don't have an excuse. We've been trained. We have the Word of God. We have been given something good and something tender. And this young man was able to take it and make it presentable to the Lord. Are you occupied during the week with the things of the Lord? Are our priorities right before heaven? Are we gathering first fruits during the week so that when Sunday morning comes, when the remembrance meeting comes, that we have something suitable to present to the Lord? Abraham says in verse 3 of this chapter, he says, if I have found favor in thy sight. Wow. You know, we would just glance over that real quick. If you were all alone and the Lord appears unto you, would you have the boldness to say, if I have found favor in thy sight? What needs to characterize us to be able to ask the Lord that question? To, in so many words, say, Lord, here I am. I've been trying hard on your behalf. If I have found favor in your sight, he says, do not pass me by. And this young man was one with Abraham in those words, in those requests, in those questions. Lord, if I have found favor in thy sight, do not pass me by. Sad to say, but there's probably many in Christianity that would say, you know what? I'm close enough. Closer I don't want to be. Go ahead, Lord, pass me by. I've been saved by grace. I know I'm spending eternity in heaven. But you know what? As far as this scene is concerned, it's okay if you pass me by. Leave me be. You need to take a closer look at Lot. You know, we're told, and if we weren't told, we wouldn't know that Lot was righteous. We know it by how Abraham beseeched the Lord for the righteous in that city. And we know it by what is recorded in 2 Peter about Lot being righteous. But you know what? If you want to say to the Lord, go ahead and pass me by, which in essence is what Lot said, it tells us also in Peter that this man's righteous soul was vexed. You want to live in this scene? Vexed? You know what vexed means? Tormented. You know what tormented is? When the rich man and Lazarus, when they went to their destination, it tells us that the rich man went to a place where he was in torments. We want not to be as Lot. We don't want it to have to be said that he was righteous. We want it to be evident that we are righteous. We want to be able to say the way David said, search me and know me. And if there be any wicked way in me, cleanse me from it. We want to be able to say, Lord, if I have found favor in thy sight, don't pass me by. And what's the result? What's the result? Later in the chapter, there's confirmation, once again, of the promise. And in verse 14, I think the greatest gift of all, chapter 18, verse 14, this young man that was ready and was able to prepare and offer something that was suitable, hears the Lord himself say these words. This is an encouragement above all encouragements. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Are we having difficulties? Are there things that concern us? Are we wondering about God's timing? Are we confused? Is there strife? This young man, because he was suitable, because he was able to present something that was suitable, would hear the Lord himself say, is there anything too hard? Is there anything too hard? What a blessing he entered into.